It's like a game of dominoes, ninth grade realignment and the high school expansion, replacing Treasure Mountain Junior High, and how to handle the middle years and the overcrowding in the elementary schools. According to Park City School Board member Julie Eihausen, it's not very practical to build a new K-6 elementary school.
The 5-6 school is an elementary school. It's an elementary grade. It would have, it's an elementary curriculum. It would have an elementary setup. So one of the things that we talked about is if we do add a fifth elementary K-6, we would be looking at really, truly redistricting the entire interior boundaries. And then we've got a situation with our dual immersion that we've got, Trailside and Parley's, or Trailside and McPolin, you're mixing then French with Spanish.
Newly seated school board member Andrew Kaplan is concerned that the discussion should be initiated now with the public alongside the price tag for the high school expansion.
You know, what my point was in the meeting is that we're going to be asking the community to bond a very large amount regardless. And I think it's a disservice to only focus on the component, the portion of that, which is the high school expansion, because another elementary school, whether it's a 5th-6 or a K-5, or whatever format it is going to be roughly half half of the total bond amount. We need to start discussing that now, right? We had a bond failure last time. The community is tuned in. They're concerned. They care about how the money is spent, as do we, and it needs to be discussed, sooner than later.
Ultimately, Eihausen will defer to the development and curriculum experts when deciding the 5th to 8th grade needs.
And to be honest with you, what I believe most of the board members are waiting for is the recommendation, again, from the professionals. We have very, very qualified people that work for our district that are professionals. And whatever their recommendation is, and I said this yesterday, that's going to just carry a lot of weight with me.
Those recommendations will be made by the Middle Years Task Force later in February or early March. Construction will start on the high school expansion project this coming summer with the school board's $20 million capital fund reserve. A final cost on the project will be presented to the board later in February by the general contractor. The board is scheduled to make a decision on moving ahead with a bond initiative for November 2017 to cover the balance needed to complete the entire expansion project. Still, public input is continuing through the month of January with a meeting at Ecker Hill Middle School Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Another input meeting is set for February 8th at the high school. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.